Okay, we're talking pets, dogs, cats, all kind of animals, because with me is Angela Speed, the Vice President of the Marketing and Communications for the Wisconsin Humane Society. They're all over the state, but they also have an office in Racine. Where are you located out of? Which office?
Right now I'm located in my home office out of Port Washington, but I have desks at Milwaukee and Ozaukee in Saukville.
Yeah, I think Racine's got a new office recently. I could be wrong. I thought I read something about that.
Yeah, we moved into our Racine campus right in the midst of the pandemic. So if you haven't been there, it is a beautiful building, and the community made it possible. We built it new, and if you haven't been by, you should definitely stop in.
Now, there's a big CC going on right now. That's a cat crisis, because there are a lot of cats out there that need homes. You know, I'm a sucker for any pet. It doesn't matter whether hamsters. I mean, I've had them all in my life. Cockatiels. We had hundreds of pigeons. My father had a pigeon coop, so I grew up with animals. Had dogs my entire life. Cats, hamsters, birds. We had everything in my house. Yeah, it was a zoo. It was like a real menagerie in there. But cats are a little different, because people let their cats roam the neighborhood. You know what happens when cats roam the neighborhood? They make more cats. So let's talk about your cat crisis going on.
Yeah, I got to tell you, this last summer was incredibly tough. We've just had unprecedented intake, and unfortunately, that's continuing into the fall. There was a day about a week ago where we had 121 cats surrendered, come in as strays. So we've just had a really high intake, and families are struggling right now, and they're struggling to keep their pets, whether it's housing insecurity, the vet shortage, or just the rising costs of pet supplies. We're seeing more animals come through our doors. So last week, there was a point in time where we had 1,500 animals in care, and of that, 1,100 were cats. This week is looking slightly better, but we definitely are still in a pretty much a capacity crisis. We've had cats in crates in our boardroom, our office spaces. So we really need the public's help. If you've been on the fence about adopting, here is your sign. All cat adoption fees are name your own fee. Literally, that can be 50 cents or zero. And kittens have buddy pricing. So if you adopt two kittens, the second fee is 50% off. And it's a great deal to adopt from the Humane Society or other shelters. At WHS, the adoption fees include say neuter surgery, vaccines, a microchip, a certificate for a free vet exam, starter bags of food, and even 30 days of pet insurance. So there's lots of perks to adopt. And if you're not in a position to adopt, there's other ways to help too. We're always looking for foster families to take care of, especially young kittens who aren't ready to go into our adoption program yet, or simply for space.
You know, when I was in high school, my brother and I were mowing this lawn on this estate, and all of a sudden we heard the dogs really barking, and they chased this little kitten up a tree, and the kitten was petrified because the dogs were just jumping at the base of the tree. So I climbed the tree. Those are the days where I was able to climb a tree, and I got the kitten down, and we put it in our car and brought it to one of the first Burger Kings that ever was back in the 70s. One of the first Burger Kings out there. We figured, well, cats like fish, so we brought a fish sandwich. Cats must like fish, right? And she did. And we brought her home, and we had her for the next 15 years. But,
wow.
Yeah. We weren't going to keep it because we had a dog. So we let the cat, and we didn't let the cat, was not an outside cat. This was going to be indoors only, because I didn't want to be worrying about cats roaming the neighborhood. And so she's behind she hears the dog coming. She runs behind the couch. The dog goes to see what's going on. All of a sudden, the dog comes out with blood trailing from the tip of his nose. And we assume the cat just gave him one strike. And for the next dozen years, the two never met again in the house. I mean, they roamed the house, but they kept separate. It was all on their own. If the cat was in the rec room, the dog stayed upstairs, vice versa. They just didn't meet again. They spent separate times the entire time for the rest of their lives.
Yeah,
it took one.
Cats, they often rule households. I myself have a 170-pound dog who is petrified of our cat for good reason.
It took one swipe of that nose, and that set the course for the next decade. I felt bad too because the cat had diabetes. Toward the end, she had to get a shot every day, and you know, she had a great life. And she's actually buried in a casket in my parents' old backyard. If the people ever start doing excavation in that yard, they're going to find a casket back there. The dog is buried there right next to the cat. They couldn't live together alive, but they can live in peace side by side. Isn't that something? Okay, so you want to get people to adopt cats. Don't adopt it because you think they're cute. You want to have some fun with it. You really got to be committed to a pet. I mean, pets are... dogs are a lot more difficult to take care of. They require more than cats do because you got to walk them. Dogs are just more dependent. They can't survive on their own. Cats can. But do you suggest people let their cats roam the neighborhood? I mean, we never did.
We don't. So yeah. And what it comes down to is, like, the average lifespan of a cat indoors is 16 to 18. And when they're outdoors, it's 2 to 3 years.
Really? Yeah.
It can be a dangerous world out there. And so we always recommend that you keep your cat indoors. There's, you know, traffic and predators and strange animals at night. So outside is not the safest place for a cat. Ultimately, they can pick up diseases. So it's always safer to keep them inside.
You know, when I go to work in the morning, I leave at 5:15 in the morning and I leave my brights on going down Main, because they're crisscrossing the street, those cats. Some of them are quick, some aren't fast. The squirrels are fast. The cats aren't that fast. And I don't want to hit them. So you got to leave my brights on when I'm going down Main Street in the morning. All right, let's talk about services to the community. A pet food pantry. Never heard of that one before.
Yeah. So in these times, we're finding that a lot of our services that we offer to the community are being highly utilized. We have a spay-neuter clinic, for instance, in West Dallas. Where you can get spay-neuter surgery for your cats or dogs at an affordable fee. We also offer low-cost vaccine clinics at all of our locations. There's one in Racine coming up, and those vaccines are just $16, and that's completely open to anybody in the public. And then we also have pet food pantries that are open to anyone at all of our locations. Those pet food pantries do depend on donations from the community. But if you're struggling to make ends meet and we have food on the shelves, you are welcome to it. You can just stop by during our adoption hours, and our staff can help assist you. In addition, we also have an animal-friendly housing list of apartments and townhomes. If you're looking for housing that allows pets, there's a huge shortage of housing right now, and it's getting more expensive and harder to find rentals, especially that are affordable, let alone allow pets. And so we maintain a list on our website if you are looking to rent. And then in addition, we also have low-cost spay-neuter at Racine and Kenosha that is income qualifying. So if you're in need of spay-neuter service, you should definitely check out our website.
Yeah. Who knew there was a pet pantry around? First time I'm hearing about that. Yeah, that's pretty neat.
And we're really focused on keeping pets in the homes where they're loved. We'd much rather have them stay in their homes than end up at the shelter, especially due to financial barriers or accessing resources. And so our staff really strive to bridge those gaps when people are experiencing them, to keep those cats and dogs in homes where they're loved, for their families.
Yeah, cats are looking for new homes to run and be in charge of. So if you can, adopt a cat. I mean, you see these faces on the cats, and you just want to take them all home with you. But I don't want to be a cat lady. Or a cat guy. I don't want to be one of those people that 80 cats roaming the house. Talking to Angela Speed. She is the Vice President of the Marketing and Communications at the Wisconsin Humane Society. And off the air, we were trading stories about pets, and I'm going to get all teary-eyed talking about my pets. So I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to talk about the Hope's Holiday Lights campaign, the Lights Holiday campaign you got coming up now. What is that?
Yeah, so we just launched our annual holiday campaign called Hope's Lights. And as part of the campaign, you can purchase a light in honor or memory of a beloved companion animal or even a person for $25. And people can make a donation online, through the mail, any way that's easy for you. We've been doing our Hope's Lights campaign for almost 25 years, and each year we feature a special animal in our TV commercial. And this year, We're featuring a dog named DW, and I got to meet her a couple times. She's the sweetest dog who came in actually to our Racine campus as a stray, and she was completely emaciated. She should have been about 70 pounds, and she was, I think, 27 pounds at the time, and she had sores all over her body. We don't know what happened to her, how she got in this condition, but she spent a couple months in care and eventually was adopted by the most wonderful couple and is absolutely thriving today. And she's just a great example of one of the thousands and thousands of animals we help every year. And during the campaign, all of the funds go right back to help the animals and families we serve. Not everybody knows it, but we are a local independent nonprofit. There's no national umbrella organization in animal welfare, and we don't receive general government funding. So it's truly the generosity of the community that funds all of our programs and services.
Yeah, and of course, I told you, I'm an animal guy. I've had animals all my life, and I can't stand the thought of an animal walking around, gaunt, sickly, matted hair. I see these YouTube videos when they're brought into the vet. And I know it's going to end happy. That's the only reason I watch them.
Yeah.
But they come in, they're afraid, they have no confidence in anything. They hide in the corner. It's like the Blair Witch Project. They face the corner. And slowly but surely over the weeks, they come out of their shell. And by the time they do, they get adopted. Now they're running around yards, chasing things with other dogs, looking better. So even the worst shaped dog can be helped. And you get these people, these vets, who really spend time with them to take them out of that shelter. They have no confidence in anybody, and they just gave up. But it's so good to watch them when they come out of that, you know, horrible human, that horrible existence, and they start interacting with other dogs. And it's really good. I like to watch those videos, only because I know they're going to end well. If I knew they weren't going to end well, I wasn't going to watch it. Wow. Now, could people donate food, like bags of food? Like when I used to get the food for our dogs, we had three of them. So I got the big, giant size. What's the Sheboygan company I always go to? A local food company. It's I can't think of it now because it's been a while since I bought them. Big maroon-colored bags of food. Anyway, it's kibble, but I used to buy the local brand. Anyway, so do you accept big bags of food?
Oh, absolutely. So we have a wish list on our website of our highest need items. And dog food and cat food is always at the top of the list. We go through so much food, as well as cat litter, dog toys, pepperoni, and hot dogs are always at the top of the list, too. Our teams go through just pounds and pounds every single day of dog treats. Kongs, plush toys, squeaky toys, anything to keep their days full of enrichment and activity goes a long way, and we go through so many of those types of supplies.
I told you we had a pit bull. He comes over. She comes over every Friday, and we started giving her, getting toys. The toys lasted 45 seconds because with her mouth, she tears them to shreds. Even the most, you know, the hardened bone you can get for them just tears it to shreds in a few seconds. And that's about it. So we had this toy for our other dogs called the Tornado. And what it is, it's three rotating plastic things. And you put food in each one of them, a little treat in each one of them. And the dog has to figure out how to get this thing around so they can get the treat out of the hole. And every dog we've had, we use this toy. And now we have the pit bull using it, Juniper. And when she comes in, she just stands there waiting for the Tornado game. So she can figure out. First of all, she used to throw it across the room and figured out that doesn't work. So now she's got to use her brain and turn it around. And over the months, she realized how to get the food out, because throwing it against the wall ain't going to work. It doesn't come out that way. So it's actually a learning device, too. And she learned to have patience with it. And so I love it. I love when she comes in and stands there and my wife fills it up and gives it to her. It's called a Tornado. I don't know, we got it years ago for our dogs, and they all love it. Some have more patience than the others to deal with that. All right, let's talk about how people can help. There are several different ways here, and let's go through the ways one step at a time. And by the way, what's the address for the Racine location now?
The Racine location is at 8900 16th Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Okay. That's in Mount Pleasant. Okay.
And yeah, you can find it, the addresses of all of our locations on the homepage of our website at wihumane.org if you're looking for that address or contact information. And right now there's many ways that people can help if they're interested. I'd say number one, adopt. We have hundreds and hundreds of animals looking for new homes right now. We open at Racine today at 1:30, and our adopting experience is fun. You get to meet with a counselor, talk about what you're looking for in a pet to make those successful matches. If you're not in a position to adopt, you can always foster and get a short-term house guest. It can be a lot of fun for the whole family, and there are hundreds of animals looking for foster care. Sometimes it's just a couple days, and other times it's a couple weeks, but we can tailor that around you. We are, of course, could always use donations, whether that's supplies or monetary gifts. There's lots of ways to give. And then if you're not in a position to foster, donate, or adopt, just simply sharing our posts on social media. We're, of course, on Facebook, Instagram, but even TikTok and YouTube, just to get help amplify our message and our pleas for help right now.
I couldn't foster an animal. I keep it. I can't. I'd say, yeah, I'm going to foster that. I wouldn't let it go. We did that once when I was a kid. My mother took the dog in for a little bit. People came to pick it up. My mother said, oh, we changed our minds. And we had the dog for about 4 days. That was the dog I was telling you about. It got swatted by the cat. My mother said, no. We fall in love with him right away. Can't give him away. I feel bad when they see the videos going through the shelters and the person comes to tell him, you've been adopted. And I love the way the dog reacts. It's excited. But the other dogs I feel bad for, they were passed by. I don't know how people work in a shelter. I couldn't do it. I'd be crying my eyes out all day long. I couldn't handle it. Oh, well,
that's a great time to remind people animals in our adoption program have as long as it takes to find a new home. We don't euthanize for space or time. We have a dog currently at our Ozaki campus who's been with us for over 150 days.
Oh,
and
don't tell
she'll
me
be
that.
There until she finds the right match, but sometimes it takes a while.
Angela Speed from the Wisconsin Humane Society. What's the website address?
It's wihumane.org.
WIHumane.org. Go there. Even if you don't want a pet, you can donate money, donate food, donate supplies, donate things. You can do that. It doesn't mean you have to take a pet, but you got to help out the animals. Thank you, Angela.